Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the legendary Anubis and Ra.
There's no one here, Ra. It's just us.
Have you forgotten where we are? What kind of crazy dope magic happens in this city every day?
$15. In this economy, do you know what I can buy with $15?
Take a little bit, babe.
Poetry is more than words that rhyme, that follow certain rules of literature. Poetry is what you're feeling, what you're living. And in a new film called Summertime by director Carlos Lopez Estrada, a group of poets come together and tell that story. Summertime is kind of like the day in the life of different people in Los Angeles as they live and breathe and go through their days. We see what they're living through, we hear the things that they hear, and their poetry comes alive in this film, brilliantly directed by Carlos. Each story is interwoven to tell a bigger story and to hopefully bring you closer to the written word. So today on the Queso Podcast, it is my pleasure to welcome Carlos Lopez Estrada, Raul Herrera, and Markeisha Babers, all collaborators with a bunch of other wonderful poets that came together to put together this great film called Summertime. It is moving, it's touching, it's thrilling, the reviews are out of this world, and you can watch it at home on various digital platforms, including Vimeo. And as an added bonus, the film Summertime is also available in a special version for educators, complete with a curriculum to teach in classrooms, and it's free online for educators to access. Please look at the links on our description to download the information and the program. Again, it's been my pleasure to welcome Carlos, Raul, and Markeisha to the Queso Podcast today. I hope you take some time to watch the trailer to Summertime on the link in the description of this podcast. Thanks so much for joining me.
Welcome, everyone, to this podcast. We really have to have all of you here.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
So today I have the director, two poets, and actors that star in the film Summertime. And we're going to start with Carlos. I want to talk to you about how this came about. I know it came about as far as like you were exposed to a lot of poetry, and you were inspired by that. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I got invited about 2.5 years ago to this spoken word poetry workshop that this nonprofit here from LA called Get Lit put together. Markeisha and Raul were both a part of it. And I was just so inspired and so just so excited to become introduced to this community of young artists that were doing such important work. So then I came back and met with the woman who runs the organization, Diane Luby Lane, and proposed this idea of collaborating with the poets on a feature film. And, you know, at that time, there wasn't really much. We didn't have much of a plan other than, wouldn't it be cool if we tried to adapt this showcase, this format of the showcase, into a narrative film. So what came next was meeting with the poets, pitching this idea to them, telling them that we wanted to work on this movie and we wanted them to be in it, but beyond them being in it, we wanted them also to be a part of the creation of it, so that they would bring their poetry, we would work with them in trying to adapt their poetry into scenes and trying to sort of like create this larger narrative where, you know, all of their stories intersected. And I guess that's really how this whole thing started.
No, so this started around what, in 2019?
Yeah, I mean, it happened really, really fast for a number of reasons, but I must have met them at the end of March, maybe beginning of April. And because a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them were finishing school, still in high school, and were about to graduate, and then their lives were going to take them elsewhere, whether it was school, whether it was starting jobs. We realized quickly that we only had the summer to do it. Like, if we wanted to do this, it would need to happen in the next few months, which meant that we met in March or early April, and then May we were workshopping the script. This is from nothing. Like, we didn't have, other than the workshop and their poetry, we didn't have any other idea. So we had to start workshopping what this movie would be, then eventually put it into script, then eventually prep the movie, and then shoot it. And this all happened in the span of like 4 or 5 months.
You know what? That's pretty amazing. That's what I was admiring a lot, because I saw that it was like 2019, you guys get together and you release a film during a pandemic in 2021. I mean, that is amazing. That's, and then you have a lot of people that you're coordinating with. Let's go to you, Markeisha. You were one of the poets that Carlos saw that day, met, you know, that day. Everyone's coming from a different direction. He's coming from the direction of a director, of creating a bigger picture. What was your intention that day, or those days that you were reading poetry as part of that program?
I'm not necessarily sure I had any particular intention. I wasn't like really aware of like the level that this could reach. I have been doing poetry since I was 9, and it is always just my goal to just go in and just speak my truth and just really just get out what I need to get out at that moment. And so I don't know if I really had a particular intention besides like helping myself heal and helping other heals with my words.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And I see that. I see that in a lot of the, well, I think everything that's spoken in this movie is about healing and towards healing. So that's really cool, you know, to see, like, again, like I said, him coming from one direction and you guys from coming in from another direction. What about you, Darwin?
You know what? I'll be honest. When I heard that there might be a movie with all of us in it, I'm like, it's probably not going to happen. Like, that's absurd. Like, I just didn't see it, you know, coming to fruition. But I wanted to be a part of it because it was such a great excuse to kind of hang out with all of my homies. Like Carlos was mentioning, we, you know, we're all from an organization called Get Lit, and we've really built this strong community of art, of camaraderie, of all of that. And so when I was told, hey, we're just going to hang out, we're going to do some poems, and maybe it's going to be turned into a movie, I'm like, all right, I'll see you there. Let's go hang out. The fact that it actually came to be, I'm speechless, because it's a timeless now piece of art. We all do art, but now there's like this collective anthology in motion picture that, you know, we can see and kind of feel proud of ourselves. Like, hey, we decided to take a profession that not necessarily is the most sought after or potentially fruitful, and we all made it together to kind of make this collective art piece, but also hopefully make an impact to so many other youths and so many others, poets out there, that there are so many different career pathways and options for you if you choose to, you know, to express yourself in this specific medium.
You know, I love it that you say that. A lot of people might think it's fruitful because people think about money, about it being lucrative, being that, you know, the type of gains that you could have. And it's funny because in the last couple of days, I've been moving, and every time I move, I notice that I own a lot of notebooks with writing and poetry and stories. And that's the last thing I'll throw out. I'll throw out something, you know, an appliance before I'll throw out my notebooks. Because to me, that's where the richness lies. Where I was living at the time in my mind is on those papers, on those documents. And I, you know, I see that journey in your movie, where the characters are progressing and learning just what's ahead, maybe a glimpse of what's ahead. And one scene that comes to mind without giving anything away is the ladies in the red dresses. Who wants to comment on that scene, you know, without giving too much away, but just kind of that glimpse that we get.
No, definitely. I mean, I think that scene is a really good example of how the level of collaboration that we got to experience together. And that was Paulina, the author of that poem, she had that poem existed. She had been performing it for years. She knew immediately that that's the piece that she wanted to feature in the movie. So as soon as we start meeting about it, she was like, this is mine. And this is what I want to do. As we were trying to figure out how to translate it into images, how to bring it to life, she had this idea. She was like, look, originally it was going to happen in a car. She was like, I had this image of looking out the window and then seeing people down the street wearing red dresses or wearing red. And then we sort of like kept digging into it. And then eventually we sat in a Mexican restaurant and we were like, why shouldn't we have a dance number? Because it's so much about movement and it's so much about like expression and, you know, not being able to express yourself. So it quickly snowballed into this dance number. And then we got a choreographer for it. And then we got, I think it was like 35 dancers, and it like really, really grew into probably like the most complex scene in the entire movie. But it was really just based off of an image that Paulina had, and then from there we just sort of like built around it.
It's that image that our Latina mothers give us about, you know, don't wear those, you know, that red lipstick, and don't ask for it, you know. I mean, there's so many messages there. There's so many messages, and that's why it's astounding how quickly you did this. I mean, you had choreographers, you had all these things that had to come together just for that one poem, but at the same time you're weaving in all the other stories, which is quite a feat to do. Which one did you find the most challenging from all the pieces that you had to weave together?
That's a great question. I want to hear this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I personally, I don't necessarily think that there was a more challenging one. I think the most challenging aspect of the movie is just the fact that we had so many creative people helming it, and that we wanted to embrace the fact that, you know, it was a loose narrative, and that just like it would happen if you were to like drive across the city or like sit in a bus going, you know, east to west or west to east, you would just be exposed to so many different stories, so many kinds of people. It would be so overwhelming because there's like so much life happening in LA, and we wanted to lean on that, but we also wanted to, you know, follow a journey and like offer a little bit of a curated experience of the city. And I feel like the hardest thing was that, just to take in all these sources of inspiration, taking all these artists with like very strong voices and points of view, and then trying to make sure that they could all work holistically. So I think that would probably be like, it was the most challenging, but it was also the most rewarding part of doing this.
Raul, did you have something in mind specifically?
No idea. And it's not surprising for his answer, because I think what was just so helpful for the transition for a lot of us poets that are in the film, you know, no acting background, just, you know, but performed, you know, for a lot of years of our life. What made it so comforting, because it can be scary. We're used to performing in front of live audiences, but it's kind of a different, it's just a different energy you get when you have to make sure that this performance, it's going to be filmed and it's going to be permanent, and you have to make sure you get it right. And then you have all these like things in your head, like, oh, am I supposed to act right now? Am I not supposed to? There's all these things. And what Carlos and the crew just did so well was making us feel comfortable. Hey, you've been doing the work before this film started. Just keep doing that. And we just happen to have a camera here. And so, you know, we were just all really eased into this transition of live, you know, performances to now film. So such a great team to have worked with, made us feel really, really comfortable on the camera.
So, you know, all of you were great as far as acting. I couldn't tell like how many years you've been acting, or 0 years. Markeisha, you've been going to the program to, you know, to read your poetry. You're into literature, obviously, but what about the acting part? How did you get so good? My gosh, I was telling her how she even made me cry. Like, she was just so good. I mean, how did you?
All of us. We all cried with Markeisha.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I actually like have no idea. Like, I didn't think I would be that good. I don't know. I just think that like when I do art and when I perform my art, my goal is like I want people to get something out of it. So I have to do it to the best of my ability for people to like grasp something from it. So I just think that I applied that same principle to the acting and it just worked for me. I did like a little bit of theater. I did plays and stuff like that. And I do feel like spoken word performance poetry is a little bit of acting, because even though these are all my stories and things that I've been through, I still have to act as if I'm in that moment for you to understand how I felt going through that situation. So like I write poems when I'm 15, but I'm 26 and I have to perform that same poem. I have to act as if I'm back 16 and feeling that same emotion again. And so I think that's what helped me like, you know, portray that in the film as well.
So how do we get more kids to enjoy this kind of art? To be part of like Get Lit, you know, programs like that. How would you recommend we get kids to really get into that?
I think I'll pass it over to Raul, because Raul is spearheading some of our initiatives, and also, you know, he's still a part of Get Lit. So I think that he has very much like roots in the organization. But I will just say before he gets into it, that we're excited now that the movie, it was in theaters. Obviously, you know, the timing was tricky because we came out right as the Delta variant was sort of like surging, which, you know, was unfortunate, but thankfully people were able to experience it, you know, on a large screen. But now that we're being released digitally and people will be able to watch it, rent it and own it on all kinds of different platforms, I feel like it just breathes a new life to the movie. And now people will be able to watch it multiple times at home, share it with people that are living with them, share it with people beyond their household. So it's kind of like a new chapter in the life of Summertime, which we're very excited about. And then, sorry, Raul, pass it over to you because you can speak more specifically about a few things.
Thank you, Carlos. With the film, I think the message of the overall film is to kind of amplify voices that we're not used to hearing all the time, you know, and kind of highlight like the power of like, you know, your own stories and your own like personal narrative. We had this amazing opportunity and with the help of Tiger Tales Media, I believe, we got funding to give these amazing summertime lesson plans, and we have a summertime curriculum that's all based off of you know, poems and scenes from the movie, especially coming out of the pandemic or coming in, who knows at this point. So many students are like just disconnected, you know, like it's, we're on Zooms all day, you know, classrooms have had to change so many in so many ways, teachers have had to learn how to teach differently. And these lesson plans and this curriculum does a great thing of empowering students to talk about issues of mental health, to practice their skills on social emotional learning, and things like that. So the summertime curriculum and the lesson plans use this platform, an amazing like global, it's new global online poetry community platform where students from all over the world can comment on scenes from the movie. They can write responses to scenes of the movie, and they can also give feedback and comments to each other's poems. So now we're going from a you know, a world that was so disconnected, especially with students, now has an opportunity to reconnect, and not only reconnect through education, but reconnect with their own stories, with their own self-expression through healing, and kind of like creating this community that a lot of them didn't have, unfortunately, during the pandemic. And to be honest, a lot of them didn't have even before the pandemic. And so these lesson plans, they're project based and they're free. You can find them on our website, getlit.org/summertime-curriculum. I can't believe I get that right every time. I get so nervous, but there's that. If you're interested, if you're an educator who are interested in attaining this curriculum, if you're a student who's interested in using this art form to kind of like propel yourself and just process your life, like, you know, visit our website. We have a whole bunch of programs that we offer, but what we really, really are trying to aim for is we were just people who wrote down our feelings, and now we happen to be in a film, and now we're on this platform. Any of you can do it too, 100%. Any of you can do it too.
You know, thank you for answering my question before I asked it, because that was my next question. If I'm a teacher in Chicago, New York, Texas, wherever, I can just go to your website, download the curriculum, show the student version of the movie to go with the lesson plans, and really gain a lot of momentum, because it's really digging deep into different issues throughout. It's just amazing. You guys did quite a feat. I hope you guys rewarded yourself after it was all done. How did you guys celebrate before I let you go?
I mean, we had a wonderful premiere that I think I'll never forget that night, just because all the poets were there. It was also, thankfully, it was right before like the Delta variant really hit hard, probably like by days. I think maybe like the week after, like we premiered on a Thursday or a Friday, and then the week after the new mask mandate came up. So we were able to have one screening where we were all in the same room. We didn't have to wear a mask at the time. And it was just the energy in that room was so beautiful and so powerful. Everyone was so excited. I mean, I think that making a movie is, you know, like a feat, and having it premiere at Sundance is another thing, but all of a sudden, like going to a commercial movie theater where, you know, we've been growing up seeing all of the movies that we love, and then seeing everyone up there and seeing the name up on the marquee, and then like it's just a whole other thing. And I feel like all the poets and myself, we enjoyed it so, so much. We had a block party before the movie premiere, then we hung out. Like it was just a really, really lovely experience. And then after that, we did a bunch of community screenings. We like Raul managed to get his local movie theater to host a few screenings where like everyone in their community and schools came. Markeisha came with us to present the movie all over the city. So it was, we really like squeezed we milked the release.
And let's continue to do that. That's exactly what I wanted to talk to you guys and really spread the word about what you did, what you continue to do. I mean, it's just really cool, and I can't get it out of my mind, like how much this toast cost. Like, how much does this toast cost? Is it what, $15? I don't want to give it away.
$15.
$15.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that to say, you know, the movie deals with like everything from gentrification to homelessness to you know, to sexuality, to just so many issues tied into the price of a piece of toast and where we're going to eat, and you know, who's taking us along for the ride. I know Raul was kind of like that angel of the night who just kind of was taking everyone on that ride where they needed to go. I mean, the way it was all tied in is beautiful. I won't say any more. I don't want to ruin it. But just from seeing like the makings of the movie and how it was just like, all right, let's just go see what your day is like. And we're going to write your part of the script based on what you do in a day, who you see, what you hear, and how you interact. So, you know, many times people are recording their day-to-day events, from their meals to what's happening around them, but this was real. It wasn't curated in a way where it's like fake, you know what I'm saying? Like social media does that, where people curate their day and we don't get the real sense of what your life is like.
That's my favorite part of the movie is that even though like it's based in LA, it's so real that it can apply to anywhere. Like, I have a friend who watched the movie in Belize, and he was like so connected. He's like, I feel that same way. Like, things are so expensive. He's like, do you know what I can buy with it? And just to hear him quote that, like, all the way from Belize and have that connection, it was just like super amazing. So that's what I really love about the movie. Like, it's based in LA, but it applies for all across the world.
Yes, yes. And here in Chicago, and I was in Detroit before, totally relatable, totally relatable. So thank you guys. Any last words before I let you go? I know, but I'm so thankful for your precious time here today on the Queso. Any last words? Any last words of advice, encouragement, promo?
No, I mean, I don't know if Raul or Markeisha want to say anything. I just want to say thanks to you for supporting our movie. And I hope that as many people can see it as we want everyone to see this movie, just because it's it means a lot to us, and I feel like it's voices and stories that are really worth all of our attention. So it's just exciting to see people like yourself helping us get the word out, so thank you for doing that.
Thank you guys, thank you for your calm spirits. Like, I feel that in your voices and in the manner that you are doing everything that has to do with summertime. It's just, I think it's just so refreshing to see that, you know, young people doing this kind of work. Amazing. It's just, you know, to me, it's just wonderful to see young people still interested in the written word. And that is what I love. That's why queso is queso, because I love to play with words. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And yes, I was really enjoyed being here. To anyone listening or watching or whatever the case may be, just do what you love and the rest will come. So yes, thank you for having us.
Thanks, Markeisha.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Not too much to say. Just visit, you know, check out the curriculum, or just write a poem. You know, if you're listening to this right now, I don't care how old you are, or how young you are, you can write something down on a piece of paper, and trust me, you're going to feel a lot better on the other end of that. And go to getlit.org for the curriculum and all of the programs. So I'll say that.
Cool.
All right,
Carlos, well, thank you too. Thank you all for your time. And I hope you enjoy your nice Labor Day weekend.
You too.
Have a nice one.
Thanks
again.
Yeah,
it's
really nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe we just hungry.